The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Boom. Coming out quick with 968. These episodes are different. This time, I just called an old friend. It's Gabe Wagulo. And I'd have to be guessing here, but I'm going to say 2011. We worked together for 3 years. Then I flew the coop to Colorado. I've always thought through times, like, you know, I've worked with some real assholes, but I've also worked with some pretty interesting dudes and dudettes, I guess. Wish I had all their phone numbers. Either way, Gabe and I have managed to stay somewhat in contact through the miracles of social media, and also I just like to text him an album every once in a while if I find a good album or a good song, which is why I felt real weird about trying to pick a song for this one, because I feel like I know Gabe's probably gonna listen. Shout out, how's it going, Gabe? But the outro song was hard to pick, so I was like, well, Gabe's a music man, I gotta pick a good one. We'll see. Anyway, unofficial sponsor for the podcast. Let's go with UPS. What did Brown do for us? They worked our asses off. They really showed us the mustard. You know, people you work with and people you live with are the only two people you're really... that you're curt with, you know, you're terse, you're straightforward, you're no bullshit, you're, hey, look, dude, we can't keep this up, blah, blah, blah. So you get to know them. You get to know people. You spend 40 hours a week with them. They get honest, you get honest, and you honestly get to know each other. Gabe, me, and JD, we're basically the same class of middle management. We all went from hourly part-time employees to salary part-time employees. We jumped ship from union to company, I guess. But we had to do what worked for us. Our insurance actually got worse when we went into management. Can you believe that? Yeah. Anyway, me, James, and JD... and Gabe, I think all would say that job definitely changed our work ethic. A lot of times that's the job I think back on when I think, hey, you should be working harder. That and a couple others. Either way, I was glad to hear from him. Respect your UPS drivers. They're out there in the COVIDia. Even now, people don't care about it anymore. Maybe it's dead. It's the summer. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, they're having a hard summer. And now, wait for Christmas. They call it peak at UPS. And peak is a bitch. Anyway, let's go to the segment all the way down to Phoenix, Arizona with Gabe Wagulo. Follow him at One Take Gabe on Instagram. Lord. I think I got it figured out, dude. Well, mine's a little loud. I should have asked you. You're a recording guy.
Shit, I don't. It depends on the setup you got.
I'm trying to keep it real simple around here. I had just have. So I sold a PS4 that I just fell into and got a Zoom H6. Have you heard of that thing?
Is that a like a preamp or what?
It's like a handheld audio recorder. It has six different channels it can record at once.
Okay, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Anyway, they say that's what you're supposed to get for podcasts, so that's what I got because I'm sheeple when it comes to that stuff. Some decisions just need to be easy, you know?
Right. No, I
feel you. Damn it. So I guess it's been a long time since we talked.
I know, right?
Gabe, my buddy Gabe, this is, I guess, I should let you know, we are recording the conversation, Gabe.
Yep, no worries.
All right.
We're good.
We met in, what, Nebraska at UPS, right?
Yes, sir. We a were while both, ago, damn.
We were both hardworking sons of bitches, and that's why we rose to the top like cream.
Hell yeah, dude. It's been a while. Where are you at right now?
I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man.
Oh, yeah, you told me that a while ago.
I'd tell you to come out, but nobody can do anything nowadays, so it's not worth it.
No shit.
How long have you been in Arizona? Now.
5 years now, a little over 5 years.
I feel like Arizona, if it's true that the sun kills shit, Arizona is going to be COVID-free in like a month, right?
Well, hopefully, shit. Actually, I just, a client of mine just hit me up, and he's like, yeah, we're supposed to do the shoot or whatever, but he was talking about he might have COVID. So I was like, oh, shit.
Is that the first person you've ever like run into that's had it?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of.
You talk to that guy regularly?
Yeah, kind of. Like, he's on. He uses me a lot for like video services. So.
Yeah. If you want, you can tell people, plug your business. But, I mean, I don't know if we have any Arizona listeners right now. We've got some. I think Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado. I mean, we're getting around. Chicago.
If we do, I mean, you know, hit me up for video services. It's just wegulomedia.com. Or One Take Gabe on Instagram. I usually respond to that a lot quicker.
Yeah, dude. I follow your Instagram. It's pretty good. I also follow your Snapchat. So that's also pretty good.
Oh, word. Nice, dude.
Yeah. It's pretty neat, the drone work that you do. What kind of, is that like a fancy, what kind of drone? I guess I don't know anything about drones.
So the drone I have is a Mavic Pro Zoom.
Okay.
And then I also have a Phantom 4. So they're higher end, but not like the highest. I mean, they're not like, you know, $4,000 or $5,000 drones, you know, and it goes up from there, but, they're pretty cool. Like, let's say somebody's on a bike or something or a car, like I could do like a follow me mode where locks onto the subject, and as they're moving, the drone will just follow them.
Just tails them.
Yep. It has like,
that'd be perfect for snowboarding, dude. That'd be awesome.
Oh, dude, it'd be awesome. Yeah.
That would be so good. Actually. How fast are they?
Do they go like probably 45 miles an hour?
Oh shit. That's plenty for snowboarding.
They go pretty fast.
Yeah, that's fast.
The only thing that sucks is like the runtime on those, like the battery life is probably like 25, 30 minutes, so depending on what you're doing.
And I imagine the batteries are like a freaking pocketbook to buy.
They're
and to have
like 100.
Yeah, and to have two sets laying around so you can keep flying.
Yeah.
Yep. Those homes you're in are pretty impressive. It's like cribs for like not famous people.
There's some nice homes in Arizona. Like I was actually surprised, but I mean, there's some really nice homes in Arizona. I also found out like, you know, like a bunch of, I guess celebrities and whatnot be living out here. Like Frankie Muniz, I seen his house and I was like, geez.
Who is Frankie Muniz? I know the name.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, that kid? The Malcolm?
The little guy. Yeah.
The Malcolm lives in Phoenix. Oh, good for him, man. I've only been down there once. It was interesting. It seems like a good town. It's hot as hell, though. I know that.
Right now, I mean, but it's not bad. I mean, you know, it's, they say like it's really hot, but honestly, dude, like, I want to say like 8 or 9 months out of the year is like perfect weather. Like right there, right after September, November, all the way through, I want to say end of April.
Really? The whole winter, essentially.
Whole winter is just freaking nice.
Yeah. I had some buddies who went down there for motorcycle school, like mechanic school, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were like, it was great. You could just drive your truck down the highway, get out of the city, pull over, unload your dirt bike, and just ride in a perpendicular line from the highway, you know, just out out into the fucking desert, you know?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Flagstaff, they got skiing, don't they?
Yeah, dude, the Flagstaff is awesome. They got all types of stuff. Up in Snowbowl, I forgot what mountain that is, but yeah, you could go down there. We went down there this last winter, and we had some fun. We went up to the mountains and stuff. There's snowboarding, skiing, all types of fun stuff. And it's always, like, during the summer and stuff, like, it's always cooler than Phoenix. It's, like, 30 or 40 degrees cooler, so.
Yeah, because it's so much higher, right?
Yeah. And it's, like, at night, it's amazing because, just because of the elevation and whatnot, like, you could see the stars, like, perfectly clear.
I remember,
like, it's crazy.
Driving to Phoenix, we come down the mountain from Flagstaff, and it was like kind of like a little bit of a gumball run, you know what I mean? Like fancy cars were just like, because they're all switchback roads and stuff, and everybody's just flying. It was great. It was great. Yeah. Flagstaff. I've never stopped in Flagstaff, just seen it from the highway.
It's a nice little area. It's kind of small, but it's, I mean, it's nice. It's nice to get away, you know, get away from the city.
Do you have, I mean, you just went vacation there, right? You don't, like, have, like, friends or something up there?
No, I don't have friends, but sometimes I have gigs up there.
Gigs?
Just depending. Yeah.
You mean, like, filming?
Filming, yes.
Yeah. One so, take gig, like, Instagram.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, dude. I'm stoked about your filming, dude. I mean, I just like watching your little... like the little snippets that you post, even of you editing and stuff. What do you use for audio? I'm using cheap freeware.
Like for recording audio while I film?
Well, manipulating it, I guess, or laying it over the film or whatever you do.
So, I mean, everything, as far as like editing and stuff, I use like the Adobe Suite. Now, I do got, like, I have Pro Tools, but that's just for like, you know, my music stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But Audacity? Adobe. Yeah,
that's the one I got, is Audacity.
Yeah, I use that most of the time when I do like my audio for film and stuff. It's just real easy. Go in there, chop it up, export it.
That's what I'm using. My laptop's so fucking dumb, though, that like I'll highlight an entire hour of audio and hit a compressor button, and it takes like 15 minutes. 15 minutes to process it. That's terrible.
Yeah. You got a Mac or a PC?
A PC. Is it POS is Mac, what it is?
You got to get that Mac daddy.
Ah, see, me and Cindy were talking about it. Do you remember Cindy at all? Did you ever you meet her when we were together back in Nebraska?
Yeah.
Back in Lincoln? Yep. Yeah. So we're still together.
You both went to Denver together, right?
Well, I went out to Denver area, mountains area for 3 years and three seasons, three winters.
I remember coming down there when I was moving, remember?
Yeah, you guys came through town. I didn't know you were moving. I just knew you were driving through.
Oh, no,
through
we were driving through. Yeah, we were driving through.
That was pretty great.
That was a little bit, I think a couple years before I moved.
It was pretty low rent because, I mean, I was literally living in a house that had been moved out of the week before. So we were, like, sitting on bare floors and a sofa, essentially. So, yeah.
It was all good.
Yeah. You guys were tired as shit anyway. You just drove through the mountains at night for some reason.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you drive through the mountains during the day?
I don't know. I was with we're trying to make the best time possible. I'm pretty sure we're trying to go to California, so I was like, shit. We're just going to have to do it, dude. It was like two of us, right? It was me and my cousin, so I was like, fuck it, just, you know. We'll just switch on and off.
I believe there were at least three of you running through. It was fly-by-night operation for sure. I remember the guy who owned the house was like, so did you have a party here or something? And I was like, no, dude. No, it's just like seven guys, maybe, or four guys, I mean to say, sitting around.
Yeah.
But whatever. That was in Greeley, the town that smells like turds.
Oh, dude, I remember some of that. Like, it smelled like fucking, like, rotten meat or some shit driving through some of that.
They got a big prison out there too. I think they were just in the news for something. I can't remember what it was. It's hard to remember anything in the news anymore. It's just all, it's over and over. So it's not good.
it's definitely not good. It's hard to listen to, man. I'm just like, fuck, I can't get nothing positive out of this shit.
I know. It's like it's like you're watching a necessary thing happen, a necessary evil, but you're like at the same time you're like, it's just depressing to watch. Just,
yeah, no, absolutely. It's super depressing.
It's depressing to watch. Yeah. Anywho, I don't mean to badger you. So
it's
are you
all good?
What? I mean, I know you've always produced music, but
yes.
When did you start producing film?
All right, so. Remember, well, you know, like I've always done the music thing, but before I met you, it was like right around the time I actually started working for UPS. Like I would, I think it was like 2011, 12. I was making music at the time. So I was trying to work on like, you know, projects, mixtapes or whatever the hot thing was at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a buddy that, you
this
know,
is in
he was
Lincoln?
Helping me. This was in Lincoln. And we went half on a camera, and he would shoot my music videos. And this is totally like, I hate talking about this because a lot of those music videos I deleted just because I thought I was going full time at UPS. So I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to go to a panel interview and then they find out all this shit about me,
yeah.
You know, smoking weed on fucking, you know, on YouTube and all. So
we all have a digital
them.
Footprint now, you know?
Yeah. Dude, it was crazy. I'm like, I'm pissed about it. But anyway, like, that's kind of how I started because my friend would shoot me.
Yeah.
And I would chop it all up. Like, you know, I edit it. You know, we had the little music videos. And, like, I had a few, man. I had quite a few. And that's kind of how I got my feet wet in film. But I wasn't, like, shooting. Like, I didn't know, like, the fundamentals of, like, you know, ISO aperture and just all that stuff you need to know in order to actually produce.
I know it's like a foreign language. Like I learn little fragments at a time, and for just audio,
yeah.
I mean, I can't even tackle video yet. So,
it really is. I mean, it's a process. But yeah, so when I moved to Phoenix, because I was trying to go back to school for. Like audio engineering and producing and stuff, which I did. I did some of that, but you know, I still had to pay the bills. And I like one day I literally decided I was going to buy a camera because I had a bunch of friends here that, you know, they're doing music and you know, they wanted music videos and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, all right, so I'll just, you know, I'll get a camera and try to learn some of this shit. And so I did. And that's how it kind of took off. And I was working at UPS part-time and, you know, I had a couple other odd jobs like the Hampton Inn and shit like that. But I was trying to, you know, do the camera thing. And so every time I come back home to Nebraska, I always hit up somebody like, you know, let's do a music video. And so that's how I kind of picked it up. And then over here.
Didn't Cameron and them at UPS do some rapping also?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he got a couple of videos online too.
Yeah, I was wondering if you ever did any video work with him. I guess since you guys knew each other.
No, not necessarily with him. Like I've been in his videos at something else.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's how I got into it. Then, no, you're good. And so I just honestly I started posting ads on Craigslist. Like, I was just like, all right, fuck it. You know, looking for a videographer, blah, blah, music videos, real estate, whatever. And then I just, you know, people start hitting me up and then eventually it turned into something, you know. And
yeah. All of a sudden you were your own boss.
Well, yeah, kind of. Because I quit UPS because I started working for this real estate investor.
Yeah.
And he offered me a full-time job and it was pretty good salary. So I was like, okay, cool. But he wasn't like... It wasn't like working for a company. Like we worked out of a house you know, in the middle of Phoenix, and I was just doing videos for him because he'd go around and he'd acquire all these properties, and I just shoot stuff for him, and then I'll shoot his YouTube stuff.
So was he a realtor or was he like a investor?
He was an investor. So you know what wholesale or wholesale real estate is?
So I know just a cunt hair about it because we just are putting an offer on a house. So we've kind of been through it.
Okay, yeah. So basically he finds houses from motivated sellers that usually are willing to get rid of their homes for under market value.
Sure. Are they beat up or are they just...
Some of them are just, you know, they just want to be done with it, whether it's like a foreclosure, you know, or, you know, somebody's grandma or parents died. And,
sure.
You know, they just want to get rid of the house and, you know, take the cash or whatever. And so he does that. And then he basically, he flips them. That dude never renovated homes, but basically wholesale real estate is where you get that house on a contract and then you assign it to somebody else who's basically another investor who might, you know, put some money into it and then he's going to flip it too. So you're basically finding houses for investors.
All right. So you find good houses and buy them before they get snatched up and then you resell them.
Basically, yeah. That's the gist of it.
Are you involved with the profit or are you just a sale of the house again? You resell it and that's out.
Well, like if you're the wholesaler, like you're involved with the profit in terms of assignment fees. So like let's say you know, I bought a house from you for $100,000.
All right.
And
easy math, like it.
Right. And then the house is actually worth, you know, let's say 150, right? But you just wanted to get out of it, you know, so you took 100, whatever, cool, you're done with it. I basically assign, or I market this house for, let's say, 125, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to be like, hey, you know, it just needs, I don't know, like 10 grand worth of repairs.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you could sell it for maybe a little bit over 150, you know? And so I could pocket 25 grand. And then the investor who puts in the 10 or whatever, he can pocket another, you know, maybe 25 to 40 grand, depending on what he does with it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So it's complicated, but it's like, that's the gist of it.
Someday I think I might be able to flip houses. I know a guy back in Iowa who flips houses now. He got started into construction in siding, like way back in the day as a dude who just put on siding. And now he flips houses and that's all he does.
Dude, it's a great revenue stream.
I feel like I should be doing that. I have the skill set to work on them. So
you could, dude, and some like the whole thing with wholesale real estate is like you don't have to have the capital to invest in them.
Well, that
sounds
good. You just
have to get them under contract.
Oh man, that sounds like something lawyer talk. I don't know how to get them under contract, so I don't have to put money on them.
Yeah, no, you should look it up. You should Google it and, you know, YouTube some of that shit. Cause, yeah, that's what he did. And, you know, half the time he wasn't even using his own money. Just a bunch of investors that are willing to, you know, buy up property. So he just had to find them.
Basically. Yeah, yeah. And they then, said, hey, we want to renew a neighborhood. Find one. And then he went.
Yeah, exactly.
And he went out and found one for him.
Yep. And then they pay him a what you call it?
Finder's fee.
Essentially a finder's fee, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Just way more complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he calls you and you come over and film him.
Yep, so yeah, and I worked for him full time and I was just like, I was filming the shit, but then here's what happened. And he fired me. Like, he was.
Oh,
like
buddy.
I found out he was a really shady guy, bro. Like,
well, I'm not going to say if the suit fits, wear it, but. Flipping houses, man, it seems kind of shady, I'm not gonna lie.
It depends how you do it, but yeah, like, you know, some people like taking advantage of people, like, you know, and that's what it was. And fucking, and it was right at the time, like, I'd used that job for basically my finances.
Mm-hmm.
for the house that we bought.
Yeah.
And I got fired like a month after we got into the house. So it was like I had no job. It was fucked up. And then luckily, just because I had the experience with, like, I guess filming real estate,
Yeah.
another opportunity came up where I was they wanted a guy who could film houses and, be able to use audio and film realtors and shit like that. And it was basically like a online TV show, if you will. And I got that job, and basically I've been doing that ever since. And
Don't
that's
you have a
how that
360 camera also?
No, I don't.
Didn't you have something like I
Oh,
swear.
I used to. I
Yeah,
used
I
to,
swear you saw some swing around photos with that stuff. That was a little disorienting, but it's
No,
not.
yeah, I used to have that when you do like the virtual reality home tours or whatever. Yeah, I stopped doing that. Got more into video.
Yeah, I stopped doing that. Oh, yeah, that's too bad. I thought I was gonna be cool and talk about that. And you ever wear
Was
three? You ever wear the virtual reality headsets?
no,
That's kind of all
nope.
right. I had the cheap one for the phone. It was okay.
They're like, I never really tried it, but I never really seen a reason to, like, I don't know. I guess it depends on what it is. Like, it's like a cool ass 3D movie or some shit. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe for a movie. Mostly it seems like novelty though, you're right. Like it's like just put it in 2D, I'll understand what's going on, trust me.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. But like once they get to the point where they have like floors that move around and stuff, then it'll be pretty cool.
Yeah,
That'll be pretty cool.
that would be critical. Actually, what I'm working on right now, like right before we got on the phone, it's you know how you have like a 3D tour, it's like for real estate,
Yeah.
where you can like swipe and go through the house with your finger or whatever,
It's
or
like
on a
Google Earth,
tablet.
but for a house.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm working on a way to integrate video in that, where like there'll be an agent sitting there or standing there, right? Like in the kitchen. Like you get to the kitchen, you see the agent, you click
Yeah.
on the agent, and then he starts talking
That's pretty
in
good
like a
idea.
video.
That's a real good idea.
Yeah, it's a process to do it, but I guess that might be like a nice little new thing
I mean,
that's going on.
really, all you have to do is have the agent stand in every room and say something.
Yeah.
And then when people enter that room, that automatically starts being said, and they can mute it if they want.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. That 3D nav, and I don't know about all the integration, but that's a great idea. Have you,
Yeah.
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Have you seen there's this hiking people in like, I don't know what it is. One of those North Atlantic countries, you know what I mean? Like those islands of ice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's these hiking people out there and they're doing virtual hiking because their island actually depends on tourism for basically hikers, you know what I mean?
Oh, word.
So since they're like, well, nobody can come out, they put an earpiece in and then they have a camera on their head that's a live feed and they literally go around like a video game character to your audio cues and they hike through
That's
the
crazy. I
mountains and
want to see
stuff.
that scene.
Yeah, I can't
That's
remember what it
kind of
was called.
dope.
The Sunday morning, the news show had a piece on it 2 weeks ago. Not that that helps much, but it's pretty cool, man.
Nah.
And they made them
Yeah,
jump and they could make them run, which was really funny because the people would have to run because they'd say, run, run. Fucking real life people.
Hell
It's like GTA, but you're running through the goddamn forest.
Hell no, that's funny as shit.
Oh, man.
That's
Oh.
dope, man. Because it's like, damn, you can't, like, fuck, this COVID shit just fucked everything
Yeah,
up,
dude. It did. It really fucked everything up. Ugh.
man.
We were gonna look for houses because our lease is running out, and we did, and we've got an offer in now, so hopefully it goes through, God willing.
That's awesome, dude.
But the COVID thing put the brakes on everything, dude. Nobody could do an inspection, nobody could do a transfer of
Yeah.
the ownership. All that was fucking lights out forever.
Man.
Now there's a bit of a
Yeah, that
mad
shit
rush.
sucks. And it seemed like the market was really booming, like the last couple years.
How's the Phoenix thing? Did they shut down home sales there or do they keep running?
Nah, they're still going, dude.
Yeah.
Like, they're still going. It seems it's picking back up, because I don't know about like other states and stuff, but we had like what you call it, like a stay-at-home order. It wasn't for that long.
Yeah.
And then as soon as that shit was over, dude, everybody just started opening back up. Like, you can eat at restaurants now. And
man, it is funny. You know, but people don't give a fuck right now when I go outside. Sometimes,
yeah, they don't.
Sometimes they have a mask, but it's not even very likely if they're outside especially.
Yeah.
So we'll see how the second and third wave goes or whatever. I figured June 12th is like right after all the riots and stuff started happening for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So we should really be able to see if there's going to be a big surge in the summer.
Yeah, we should see. I don't know. I mean, at least out here, it seems like it's dying off, or, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. And the freaking media is just like, it's fucking nuts, dude. I don't even know what to think.
It's fucking scary to even think about the guy. I try to stay away from it. Cindy always wants to watch the news, and I'm always like, that's fine, just watch the news. But I try to do the dishes or something when the news is on. You know?
Right. It's, yeah, it's definitely not, you know, it's not something I look up to.
We've had a protest for days on days on days out here. How have they been doing in Phoenix? Same.
Oh, dude, same.
Yep.
Same.
Yep. Yep.
I want to go down and film some of it. Only thing is like, I don't have insurance for like the gear and shit. So, like, I don't want something to go down and then, like.
So the cops shoot down your fucking drone with a rubber bullet and you're like, oh, thanks.
Exactly. So I was like, fuck it. I'll chill. I'll watch.
It would be cool, though. Drone footage?
Dude, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some drone footage. I've seen some of like in LA and shit, just the crowd, and like, I'm like, god damn.
Are you good with your drone? Like, you're fucking. So, what you need to do is this: drone ninja. All right. You got to spray paint this thing flat black, and you got to like be like Spider-Man, you know, hovering on the corner of buildings, you know, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Perched up. You can't be like zooming around, right, like right over the crowd, because people are going to find your shit if you're zooming around. But if you're like the Spider-Man of drone camera guys, you could pull it off.
I'm going to see. We'll find out.
I think you can
do it.
Unless
you know how that shit goes.
Check that out on One Take Gabe on Instagram. Dude, I always thought it'd be fun to fly a drone, but it's expensive mistakes, right? If you slam into some shit.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, I crashed a couple times, and like me being like a, you know, like I'm a geek at heart. Like, I like taking computers and shit apart. So like, I learned how to fix them pretty quick. The first time I crashed, like my first drone, I crashed it a couple times. You know, cameras all fucked up, and you know, whatever. I mean, that's how you learn, though. You know?
Yeah.
So instead of just buying new ones, I just buy the parts and I can put them things back together.
The one you have now, is that the fold-up one?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that name sounded like the fold-up one. That one's pretty cool. I've seen a couple of YouTubes on it. I'd love to have one. Can't justify buying it. I'm not like you. I wouldn't actually make any profit. I would just lose money on the operation.
Well, shit, if you're doing a podcast, you know, like, just vlog some shit.
Yeah, I could vlog. Get the drone in here in the bedroom with me hovering. Do some vlogs.
Oh shit.
Oh god. No, man. It would be fun though for snowboarding and stuff, but I don't even do that but once a year maybe anymore. So
yeah.
Yeah. Oh well.
How's the winters out there?
Gloomy. Not, there's snow maybe 3 or 4 days, and I'm not an expert because I've only been here for 3 years or whatever, you know. Yeah. But like, it's mostly gloomy. It's like Seattle, but on the east.
Mm.
You know where Pittsburgh's at?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
I haven't been that far east, but
it's on the west side of the Appalachian Mountain Range. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it's not really a coastal state or city, but they kind of want to be a coastal city.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a fun place. Lots of rivers, man. Or, yeah, rivers and valleys. I mean, I like it enough. It's great in the summer. They got baseball and they got bicycles and they got rivers that are full of boats and like all kinds of fun. So that's good.
Hell yeah.
Plus, it's still a drinking city. I don't know if you drink, but I drink it's still. What? A drinking city.
Oh, a drinking city. Oh, yeah, for sure. I could imagine that.
Yep, yep. People still do that here, that's for sure.
Shit.
Pennsylvania.
That's dope, though.
What's that?
I said, that's dope, though. That's how kind of Arizona is like. I found, there's a bunch of breweries out here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty dope.
You're in Phoenix, or are you like a suburb of Phoenix?
I'm definitely in Phoenix.
So do you ride bicycle ever?
Actually, I got to get one. I got to get me and my girl one.
I love bicycling in a city.
Mountain biking and shit like that, but it's been a while. I got to lose some weight, man. I gained 30 pounds since I moved here.
I hate that, dude. I was getting fat, and I still am. I'm trying not to... trying not to get any more. I'm doing what I'm trying to do is not eat before 2 o'clock. You know what I mean? I don't know if
what do you do for breakfast?
I don't do shit. I don't do nothing.
That's hilarious. I try to have a smoothie, but then I'm like, shit, I have a light lunch. I've been eating, I never eat salads, but my girlfriend got me on salads now.
What's in your smoothie? I want to know your recipe.
It depends. She usually makes them, but it's a bunch of fruit, and then she put a little protein in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like a sugar rush. Gets going.
Kind of. And, she uses honey for, the sweetener or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But usually it's pretty healthy.
I've never met your lady. You met her when you were in Arizona, I assume, after you moved there, right?
No, actually, we were dating in Lincoln.
What?
For the longest. We were dating long distance, bro.
Oh, she was down there, though. She was down there, though.
See, I met her in Lincoln. She was going to the university. But she moved back to South Dakota to be closer to home. And she went to, I think, South Dakota State in Mitchell, South Dakota. But anyway, kind of stay together doing the long distance thing. And then she ended up moving down here, dude. And
why did you initially move down there?
2015, April 2015.
And what was the reasoning? You were just going to... I remember you got an academic transfer at UPS, I thought.
Yes. I want to go back to school for the music thing.
Yeah.
I had a buddy that I knew actually for a long time from California when we were kids that lives down here, or he lived down here, and he was like, yeah, come be my roommate. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
So that shit worked
out. That's what your 20s are for, man.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I was like, shit. Now I'm 30, I'm like, fuck, dude. Life just keeps getting worse or some shit. I'm like, fuck.
You guys are homeowners now, aren't you? Didn't I see you guys saying something about maybe having a pool at least, or a house, I feel like?
No, yep.
You beat me?
Yeah, we got that, we got a crib right before I got fired.
Oh, Jesus, we just went over that. Yeah, you closed on the deal right before you, which is kind of a good thing, honestly, because if you got fired, you wouldn't have been able to get the shit.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
So it worked out for us. It was definitely a blessing, so... You know, there's always opportunities within, the failures or, whatever.
Yeah, you got to look hard, but sometimes you can find something to salvage.
Exactly. So it worked out. And right now our pool is fucking dirty as shit. I actually just had a pool guy come out. But, yeah, it's pretty cool. You guys come out and visit.
We'll see if people ever start to live again. It's so weird because you're not allowed to be like, fuck this, which I'm not. I just wear a mask everywhere. But I was literally down in the south side of Pittsburgh, which you don't know, but there's this road called Carson Street, and it's all restaurants, all booze, all night. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I stopped in at my favorite pizza joint. Shout out to Sal's Pizza on Carson Street. And, I felt like the dork because everyone was in there wearing slut clothes and laughing and just being a crazy party life, you know? And I was in there with a mask you kids, you need to cool down here. I'm trying to buy a slice of pizza. Please stand over there, you know? don't know. Fucking loser. Oh well, dude, I stuck to the plan.
Fuck that, dude. You gotta be. You never know, man. Like, you never know. Like, at times I'm like, man, is this shit fake? Like, I don't know what the fuck to think. Like, you know, but
definitely not then, fake.
And then you see yeah, exactly. And you see people that are like, you know, start getting it and shit, and you're like, yeah, I better really be careful out here, because.
Well, the odds of dying as a young person, and that doesn't mean there aren't young person who die, because there are, but the odds of it are less than getting hit by lightning, is what I was told. So
yeah.
So you really just, we need to keep track of our elderly populations, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Limit their exposure.
Yeah, it's just crazy, man. And then you think about, like, right over the winter, like, right after Christmas, how many people were actually getting sick?
Yeah, how many people already?
There was a shit ton of people were getting sick, and it wasn't, like, really announced yet. And mm-hmm. We don't know, you know, and that could have been it, you know? Like, you don't know if you had it or not, and then how far it's actually spread and all that shit. So
and how long do the antibodies last in your blood for, like, can they test you yeah. forever? Or are they like, this guy's always immune, I guess? I don't know if we know.
Exactly, so.
I don't know.
Man, the shit's crazy, man. The shit's definitely fucking crazy.
Yeah, everything's so crazy right now. It's fucking like, I don't know, it's overwhelming. I used to, and luckily I got out today and did a little bit of work. I went and fixed the guy's sink, put in a new faucet, and put in a new drain. At least got me out of the house, made a little bit of money, and, because I'm my own, I don't know if I told you, I'm my own boss also. I have, I own a handyman company, essentially. It's me, for the most part.
Oh, nice.
So,
dude, I was going to ask you. I didn't know.
Yeah.
That's awesome, bro. Yeah, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, so, but as you might have guessed, people haven't really been wanting to invite strangers into their home for the last couple of months. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's been tough.
So, I'm starting to pick up business here and there. It's all right.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, hopefully this should, like, kind of, you know, hopefully it dies down a little bit and shit kicks back up. People want to live again, so.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but I know that if we make laws on my speculation, then we can make infinity laws. You know what I mean? Because yeah. you can speculate infinity outcomes. So we just got to watch and wait to see if there's a big breakout. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
It was multiplying by double every like 3 days at one point or something like that. It was crazy.
Yeah, I've seen that. So, even in like the numbers in Lincoln, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah. It's highly yeah. contagious. But I think it's down to, we figured out that it's a breathing thing. So that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Who knows? Maybe we already had it. We're young. They say that that's a thing. So.
There's so much we don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You got a dog, too, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Cindy wants to get a dog, and I'm like, we're supposed to get a second cat. Because we have a cat, and it's lonely, and I think if you get a dog, dude, cats and dogs, they're like not supposed to get along, right?
Well, I mean, it depends on your dog. If you get like a puppy and shit, it'll learn to be
nice to the cat, you think?
Yeah. Yeah, because they'll kind of grow up with it. But get a fucking older dog that's kind of already in its ways and might
eat the cat. It.
Yeah, like my dog right now, we get like cats in our backyard sometimes. Just like stray cats, and they'll just jump over the fence or whatever. My dog will fucking, she goes crazy now. She tries to fucking get them bitches.
And but, she's been unsuccessful, I would say.
Yeah, cats are fucking smart.
yeah, they're fast as shit, dude. They're like,
yeah,
because they're ninjas, individual bro. Killers. They're not pack killers. They just take care of the business by themselves.
Yeah,
that's pretty ninja like.
They are. They're super ninja.
I don't know. When I was a kid, we always had dogs, but we'd have two dogs at once, so that you'd have an old dog and a young dog, and the old dog would train the young dog how to live in the environment that you lived in.
And then, oh, yeah, that's pretty smart.
And then the old dog would die, and then the young dog would become the old dog. See what I'm saying?
And they would kind of take over, yeah.
Yeah, and then they would take over teaching a younger dog how it is to live in that. It cuts down on training. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if you tell one dog to sit and it sits, the other dog looks over at it and gets the picture quicker.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, that's absolutely right.
Yeah.
We always thought of getting another dog, but fuck, dude, every time you leave or some shit, it's like, now you got to figure out where.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you can't leave home for more than 8 hours, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not it. We had country dogs. Country dogs didn't even come in the house. They could poop whenever they wanted.
Oh, yeah, they'd be chilling outside.
Exactly. That was the bomb. You could go, leave, blah. City dogs, too much chores.
Hell no, yep. Our dog is fucking, she's a diva, dude. She, like, she demands the attention, bro. Like, she get an attitude, you know, play with her, or, you know. She wakes up, like, she'll get up, like, right before I get up. She comes and sits right there next to my bed, and she's waiting for me to go take her to the park. It's like 6 a.m.
Yeah,
dude.
She knows. She's like, dude, what's going on? It's time. What do you, I don't care if you drank. Get out. Get up. Dog in the park. But I bet you enjoy it once you're there, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So I mean, much like shit like that.
The sunrises and sunsets out here, like in Arizona, fucking beautiful. They're gorgeous, dude.
Yeah. I remember as a kid, I had to wake up for detasseling corn, you know, like pulling the sex organs off of corn.
I did that shit for a while. That's how I bought my first car when I was like 17.
Nice, dude. What state were you in?
Nebraska.
What?
After I moved to Nebraska, yeah.
You know, so Nebraska has the corn huskers, but Iowa grows way more corn than Nebraska. For sure. Anyway. But yeah, we detasseled, and that's when I first started hating getting up in the morning, but then enjoying it once I was, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it was, and even at UPS, I was like, man, I fucking hate this.
Oh, dude. When you would go to bed was the worst. It wasn't.
Yeah.
Once you were up on your 2 feet, you were like, I can march on.
Yeah.
But when you would go to bed and you'd be like, I have to be up at 4:30, you're like, Jesus.
Yeah. And it's not like you could go to bed at freaking 8, 9 o'clock every night. It's like, dude, I gotta.
Yeah.
I'm drinking. Like, I gotta live. Shit.
At a certain point, for sure. It was good, fun job. I mean, I shouldn't say fun job. That's the thing about those jobs. Like, the jobs that demand the most of you are always better in retrospect, right?
Yeah, and in the long run.
Yeah, in the long run, for sure. When you're there, you're like, fucking God damn it, you know? Like, you're loading a truck, like, an hour after it should be out of the bay. and you're like, ah, I hate this. But, yeah.
Yeah, that's just crazy.
Yeah.
The UPS here is fucking huge, bro. And they built another one that's even bigger.
I bet you get a lot of stuff coming in from Mexico, wouldn't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it was crazy when I first started, and they're like going through like the training, or what, I'd take like this training class for whatever reason. But they were teaching us like about like the security and shit like that. And they had a story about how drivers, they would get. They would be like contracted with like the cartels and shit, you know, like, and some drivers, and they got caught, but some drivers would pick up packages, like, you know, packages.
Yeah,
and they
the
would
brown
literally
truck.
They'll create fake labels for these packages and ship them out to these addresses, like in Florida or you know, New York. Like, yeah, bro, and they get paid like 10 grand. One or some
I would
shit.
Be tempted to do that if
yeah,
I mean, fuck, you get away with it a couple of times, you already made a year's salary.
Exactly. But they're like, these guys would get too greedy and shit, and they start buying shit that, you know,
yeah,
you can't just afford
yep.
on your UPS salary type shit, and that's how they got caught.
Some of those drivers make a shitload of money, at least they did in Nebraska. They looked like they were living high on the hog, but I guess money goes further up there.
Yeah, I don't know. It depends, though. I guess it depends on where you at, like, you know, what your what's it called, seniority and shit like that.
Yeah.
Like, there were combos at the UPS I worked at, they were making over $100,000.
What's a combo?
Like, I guess they're part-timers that work like two shifts or whatever. Mm. I mean, essentially they're full-timers, but after you reach a certain seniority, like you could bid on the combo jobs and then you could basically work 8 hours.
Yeah, we had something like that in Nebraska too. I can't remember the guy's name that was one of those, but yeah, they'd work all day.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, so like, and they would sit there, they would milk the clock.
Oh yeah, dude, they're walking around inside of a building, so just making $100,000 a year. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's pretty good deal.
I was like, yeah.
And I mean, there are times in the morning and in the evening when a UPS facility is just a madhouse, but there are also hours in the middle where it's like, so did you hear about that one thing? And they're like, yeah. And you're like, never mind then.
Yeah.
That place is a madhouse. I'm great. It's one of those jobs I'm grateful I had. There's a handful of jobs that really whooped my ass, and that was one of them.
Yeah, that was definitely one of them.
Yeah, you were a loader. I couldn't even handle preloading. Preloading is what they call loading the little brown package car. For anybody who's listening.
It was cool. It had its days.
I had misloads always when I preloaded. I loaded 2 to 3 cars depending on the day, and they were heavy, heavy cars at the end of a belt, and I would misload all day long. I tell you what. And they were like, dude, you got to do something or you're going to get fired. And I was like, what about changing jobs? Because this is not working, this alphanumeric shit for me.
Yeah, every time you're on my belt, I had to go check your shit.
Yep, see? That's it. They're like, check on him because he loaded fast, but that doesn't mean he loaded right. Or even then.
Oh, yeah. Have you talked to James or anybody?
I haven't. I watched James on Snapchat too. He's got a baby now.
Yeah.
Yeah, Big Papa JD.
Yep, and he just they just got their first house with Caitlin.
Are they in Lincoln still?
Yeah, they're in Lincoln. I think they moved up north.
I like Lincoln. Lincoln's a great city. For anyone who wants to chill out on their way to some Colorado, stop in Lincoln.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Super chill.
What's that district over by the football stadium that has open container outside? Do you know what I'm talking about?
The little downtown area?
No, because it's like O Street's the downtown, and then they've got that other district is just adjacent to it near the football stadium. Oh, man, what is that called?
The Bottoms?
Maybe the Bottoms. No, I lived in the Bottoms, which was nice. North Bottoms is where I lived. Either way, it's between, there's a baseball stadium for their Salt Dogs League, and then you walk over a pedestrian bridge, and once you get over the, like between the football.
The Haymarket.
The Haymarket, exactly. Fucking good pull, dude. I never would have come up with that, by the way. But yeah, it's awesome because you can walk from the baseball stadium with open containers all the way to the restaurant district with open container, and I think to the football stadium from there on some days, depending. Yeah. All with open container. Boy, go ahead.
It got really nice out there in the Haymarket. Like it's always popping. That's what I hear.
I knew a guy who became a millionaire out there. I think, well, he had to by doing the math, but he was selling like a house every week in 3 days. From scratch, like he was making them and he was selling a house. Yeah, so I was on the framing crew and we would have a house finished every like week and 5 days essentially for the most part. So then that means that everyone else filled in behind us and he was selling them that quick, you know what I mean? And they were nice enough houses, dude. It's fucking,
that's crazy.
Yeah, and he did that for probably 2 years, I bet. So that guy made a lot of money.
Yeah,
but he worked for every dime of it, man. He worked for every dime of it.
I mean, that's worth it, though.
Yeah.
Shit.
That's what I like about watching your Snapchat and shit, Gabe. I can tell you're out there freaking working for it. That's good.
Shit, I gotta start posting more, honestly. I wanted to start a YouTube channel and kind of show the process and, like, maybe have some tutorial videos and shit like that.
Yeah, man. I think that just your filming of high-end realty can get you your foot in the door with the right people. I mean, you just have to, if you see the meeting and you put yourself in that room somehow, you can fake it.
Right.
Fake it hard enough. They'll be like, fuck, this is what we want.
Hopefully that's the goal one day. I mean,
I'm not saying you're, I don't know. I've seen your stuff and it's great, but for me, when I have to talk to people, I have to pretend I'm confident sometimes. When I, especially if it's the first time on a meeting like that, you know?
I totally feel you.
Yeah.
That's how I am. Shit. I'm like, you know, like, cause I'm constantly learning, you know? So like,
yeah,
there's still shit I want to do and still shit that I, you know, I'm trying to do. So it's like, I just got to keep learning. And sometimes you got to fake it till you make it. I don't know.
Yeah, man. And what's funny is a lot of times you feel like you're faking it, but if you really look at your work, you're like, well, that seems about, that's pretty passable. I think I might actually be it.
So,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Pretty stoked. Well, should we wrap it up, or do you have anything else you want to talk about, Gabe?
I don't know what you want to talk about.
I'm open to anything. I trust you.
Where are you having this podcast at?
Where am I having it at?
Yeah.
So right now, me and Cindy live in Hazelwood, which is where Chevy Woods, I believe is his name, and Wiz Khalifa, possibly some connection, and then a third fellow. No, I can't remember. Maybe a jazz musician. But it's a neighborhood in Pittsburgh that's had some talent come out of it, as have most neighborhoods, honestly. But I have a studio set up in one of our bedrooms, our spare rooms.
Well, I mean, like, where, like, online, I guess. Where can you
everywhere.
Find it?
Like, everywhere. It's called Regular Episodes.
Okay.
You'll have to plug your ears at sometimes, because I let people say stupid shit on here. That's for sure.
I didn't know if you could, like, cuss or not in the beginning, yeah. And then I heard you, and I was like, oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, man. I have the parental warning on the thumbnail for it, so. Yeah. But it should be everywhere. Cool. It should be on iTunes, Spotify, Podcast Addict, you know, all the stuff.
Nice.
Not YouTube. I need to figure out the video. It shouldn't be too hard. I know I can hammer my way through it. But
yeah, dude, just let me know if you need any help with some of that.
Yeah, dude, you're my tech guy for video. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yes, sir.
I bought a... Yeah, exactly, baby. I bought another motorcycle recently because I just haven't had one forever, so I bought a cheap one, a Kawasaki Ninja 250cc. No big deal.
Nice.
But I have a friend, like you're saying, you're my audio guy. He's my motorcycle guy. And when I called him the other day, I hadn't talked to him in probably 2-3 years, and I was like, who else haven't I talked to in 2 or 3 years? So that's how I thought about you, man.
I appreciate it, bro.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I always seen you out there working hard, hustling. I like to keep in contact with people that I find admirable. You know what I mean? So.
Yes, sir. I totally appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Well, what's your lady's name? You don't have to say
Audrey.
It.
Actually.
Audrey. You don't have to. You don't have to say it on the air, I guess, but you probably already did. Audrey, huh?
Sorry.
My bad. I'm so bad at those fucking name situations. Hell, like, I get lost in regular conversation, let alone names. Well,
no, that's not good.
Tell her to keep putting up with you, because it'll probably be worth it.
I hope so. Man. But yeah, man, I totally appreciate it, bro. It's been definitely a long time.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably try not to make it the last time. Maybe if I ever get some free time or just a happenstance, if I'm in Phoenix, I'm definitely going to touch base. I mean, if I'm anywhere near Phoenix, I'm definitely going to touch base. So.
Oh, yeah, let me know. Yeah. If I'm out there. I've never been to the East Coast yet, but when I get out there, bro, I'll hit you up.
This is river country, man. This ain't no coast.
River country.
It is cool though, man. There's bridges everywhere, man. There's so many bridges. It's like have you ever watched Mr. Rogers when you were a kid?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know the land of make believe, how it had all hills everywhere?
Yeah.
That's based off Pittsburgh.
Really?
Yep. He's a Pittsburgher. Oh, yeah. Mr. Rogers was.
Dude, I bet there's some cool shit to film though. So
yeah,
I'm
man.
Always down for that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, I know your number now for sure. I mean, I knew it already, but I didn't know if it was still good.
Yeah, Zara, hit me up anytime, man.
Will do.
I'll definitely just be chilling, trying to grind, you know.
All right, Gabe. Anything? Any last plugs?
So not really. Just hit me up on Instagram, One Take Gabe. I can't remember my Snapchat. So.
I think it might be One Take Gabe too, but I don't know because mine labels it by the contact in my phone number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, if anything, just hit my Instagram, and you know, you could contact me on there, and you could look at my. Check out my work for sure. If you need anything, just, you know, let me know. Always down to help. Always down to, help with like tutorials.
I'm stoked that you use Audacity also, because that means I can call you for Audacity bullshit.
Oh yeah, dude. That's how I started recording music, was on Audacity. It used to be called Cool Edit Pro back in the day.
It's free though, right? Audacity.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
it should be.
Yeah. That's what I have. I just wanted to make sure we weren't confused, because I'm a cheapskate, and sometimes you have legit shit, so.
It's all good. I know how that goes. Shit.
All right, Gabe, I'm going to hit. Boom diggity. Episode 968 BC done. Interesting times we're in. I picked this song by the great Supertramp off of their album, I believe, just Supertramp. What is this name? I believe it's the self-titled album, Supertramp, but I could be wrong. And the song is the Logic Song. And the Logic Song is about how... before you become civilized, you're a lot more innocent, I think, which I understand is very vague. But I hadn't really listened to the words much, and to be honest, there's not much words. But they say a lot, and they're kind of in there, and Supertramp, well, Supertramp's good, at least for a little while.